Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, we all have so very much to be grateful for, more than we can ever express, no doubt. I heard recently from Pastor Calvin Whitman a story that he told that kind of goes along with the thoughts of how much we have to be grateful for. He told the story, Pastor Whitman, of a wealthy man who was in the habit of giving his own father unique gifts every Christmas. One year, he gave his father hang gliding lessons. And the year before that, he gave him an entire record collection of his favorite recording artist, autographed by the artist himself. The past year, the son had outdone himself. He decided to purchase a rare kind of South American bird called the translator bird. Now, this bird could speak five languages and sing songs in any key while standing on one foot. It was a very talented bird. It was a very expensive bird. This bird cost $10,000, but the wealthy son felt that it was worth every penny to be able to give to his dad for Christmas. He just knew that this would be the Christmas gift that his dad would never forget. So the wealthy son ordered the bird to be shipped to his dad for delivery on Christmas. Well, the day after Christmas, the son called his father to see how he liked the gift. And the son said, "Dad, how did you like the bird?" His father replied, "It was delicious." Well, I guess the dad didn't value the bird in the way the wealthy son thought that he would. You know, it is difficult sometimes to express gratitude when you don't realize the value of something. For example, if you don't understand how much time someone put into making a special gift for you, perhaps, it's hard to fully appreciate their work. And your gratitude, though expressed, might fall a bit short. I remember receiving an Afghan blanket from my great aunt years and years ago when I was in high school. I actually think it was a graduation gift. That's been a long time ago. And while I know I was grateful for it, it wasn't until many years later as an adult that I could even begin to understand how truly valuable that Afghan really was, that was fashioned by a 75-year-old woman with arthritis in her hands who lived on a Social Security check each month. You know, it's more precious now than it was to me when I received it, because I didn't truly understand the value then. But just because we don't fully understand the value of a gift, does that mean we don't express gratitude? Well, no, goodness knows. For example, we who have received Christ as our personal Savior can't possibly understand the cost of Christ's sacrifice. But that doesn't mean we don't express our gratitude. You see, God not only provided the perfect sacrifice, the pearl of great price, the unmatched gift, but God also provides us with words to express our gratitude when our own words and expressions seem so inadequate. Psalm 100 is an example of the praise God has provided us so that we can express our gratitude for His perfect, matchless gift of our Savior. This psalm guides us in thanking God because He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our worship. He is worthy of our love. He is worthy of our thanksgiving. No matter what is happening in our life, no matter what is happening in our world around us, no matter how dark or sorrow-filled or confusing or discouraging things might be right now, or on any given day. God is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our worship, of our love, and He is worthy of our thanksgiving. And when we can't fully express, Psalm 100 is a good way to start. Psalm 100 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praises. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Well, amen and amen. And may we sing praise all day long today as we give God our gratitude. No matter what, no matter what's happening, we give God our gratitude because He is worthy. He is sovereign. He is always present. He is always faithful. He is our anchor and our hope. He is worthy of our praise. Let's enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. And what does He require in return? Oh, Micah 6:8 reminds us that we would act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with Him. Our thanksgiving to Him in that way. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.